Okay, good morning, everyone. This is the second half of today's General Soils and Environmental Quality Division oral session. I'm Matt Palazzotto. I'll be moderating this second part of this session. And so we'll get started in a moment. Just a note to presenters, after about 12 minutes or so, I will stand up to the side so you're kind of sure you understand that your time is coming to a close. At about 14 minutes, I'll start walking a little bit closer to you, and 15 minutes, then you get the elbow or the push or the laser pointer in the eye to wrap it up. And then hopefully we'll have some time for questions. So we can get started. Our next speaker will be Biswanath Dhari, who will be talking about soil phosphorus storage capacity in Florida soils. So.
Thank you. I'm Biswanath Dhari from University of Florida, working as a postdoctoral research associate. Today I'll be talking about soil phosphorus storage capacity in Florida soil, which receives some fertilizer alternatives. I'd like to acknowledge the PI of the project, which is Dr. Cheryl McCoyuck, co-PI, Dr. Bhimla Nair, and our very efficient lab biological scientist, Jennifer Shirley. In any typical agricultural system, phosphorus is uptaken by the plant from phosphate reserve in the soil or applied through any inorganic chemical fertilizer or manure to grow a huge amount of food to feed the huge amount of population in the world. The other side of the effect is environmental consequences, where phosphorus might be moved from the soil to the water bodies, affecting the water qualities, fish dynamics, or other aquatic lives. So it is the leading cause to cause the eutrophication in the environment. I think this is a very high time for us to think about an efficient and sustainable approach to solve the problem so that we can mitigate the crop demand and solve the environmental problem. Because as per the survey, by 2020, it's expected that the phosphorus demand for the crop will be increased very high, and on the other hand, the rock phosphate reserve will be decreased by 2033. So this is a very important aspect, so we can think about it, some alternatives. Due to increased urbanization and cities become a hotspot of phosphorus, we can think of recycling or using some stuff from urbanized situation. The option might be biosolids, struvite, or biochar, which is prepared from biosolid. Struvite is a byproduct prepared or precipitated as magnesium ammonium phosphate in water wastewater treatment facilities. Biosolid is another byproduct which is obtained during wastewater treatment process from sewage. It can be a solid product or liquid slurry. It could be primary, secondary, or advanced technologies where we can get the biosolid. As per US EPA rule, there are different classifications of biosolid, such as biosolid class B, biosolid class AA. The difference between class B biosolid and AA biosolid is class B biosolid is also treated, but it may contain some sort of detectable pathogens, whereas in class AA biosolid, it is virtually non-detectable pathogens obtained in class AA biosolid. So aerobically or anaerobically, we can do the digestions and heating and drying process. We can make class AA biosolid from class B biosolid, or we can make the biochar in a traditional pyrolysis or gasification process where we burn the any biomass, just like biosolid here, to a very high temperature in absolutely no presence of oxygen or zero presence of oxygen. And we do not need to explain a lot about biochar because a lot of the scientists are working on that throughout the world on the biochar. So, okay, why I'm talking all these things about? Because I'm from Florida. I'm an agricultural scientist, and Florida water, surface water quality and soil is very impacted by phosphorus, specifically in southern and central Florida. Florida is implementing Clean Water Act to reduce the impaired water and reduce the total maximum daily loads from point and non-point sources of phosphorus. TMDL is served the planning tool to maintain the water quality, specifically in central and south Florida, as for example Lake Okeechobee Basin, which is very impacted by pea fertilizer over the year. An assessment of this pea loss into the Florida agricultural areas will actually help to better improve the waste management practices in this area. With that in background, we tested various recycled products such as TruVite, Biosolid, Class B or Class AA, and Biochar prepared from Class B Biosolid as an organic source of pea as compared to inorganic sources of pea, such as triple superphosphate in our case, for release of pea from two different types of soil, which are extremely different in their pea retention properties. Our hypothesis were that the pea fertilizer produced from this recycled product will perform better as compared to any other inorganic pea fertilizer. And the other one was processing these biosolids either from class B to class AA or class B to biochar will affect pea availability applied to a particular soil. We performed a 5-month greenhouse colony experiment with two different types of soil, spodosol and altisol. Altisol is the orange bug soil series, and spodosol we chose the mica soil series. We had 6 different types of phosphorus sources, triple superphosphate as inorganic source of pea, and rest of them are organic pea sources. Struvite, biosolids, we have 3 different classes of biosolids, and we have 2 different type of class AA biosolid, depending on the commercially available biosolid from 2 different places. And we have biochar, which was prepared from class B biosolid. We had 63 cm by 13 cm PVC column. We packed 25 cm of the bottom of the column with rock gravel, then 5 cm with pre-gravel, small gravel, and 30 cm we try to mimic the field situation by collecting the 15 cm topsoil and 15 cm bottom subsurface soil. We added different pea sources at the rate of 40 pounds per acre in top 2 inches of the soil, mixed them thoroughly. And 60% moisture content were continuously maintained throughout the experimental period by measuring the moisture content of the soil in each week with an instrument. At the end of the experiment, we had the column cut into 4 different pieces as shown in the picture, and following chemical analysis were performed on those soil samples. Before I directly jump into the result, I would like to clarify some concept here which I'll be using in my results. PSR, it's phosphorus saturation ratio, and SPSC, soil phosphorus storage capacity. PSR is the molar ratio of P to the molar ratio of iron and aluminium. It can be obtained by oxalate extractant or any soil test extractant, which is Malic 1 or Malic 3. Now, if we plot the phosphorus saturation ratio in the x-axis versus water-soluble P on the y-axis, there's a particular point of PSR in the x-axis after which the water-soluble P increases abruptly. And we call that point as threshold PSR or change point. This concept has been developed by Dr. Nair and Dr. Harris. And if we use that threshold PSR value, we can calculate SPSC using the following equation, incorporating oxalate iron and aluminium. SPSC is it dictates the storage capacity of retention of the soil and how much more P it can still safely added before it become an environmental concern. So as you can see in the equation, if soil PSR is greater than 0.1, then whole equation will become negative. And in that situation, soil will act as a source. So no matter how much P will add, the soil will lose P from that particular system. And on the other hand, if soil PSR is less than 0.1, you are safe. The SPSC value will be positive and your soil will act as a sink. Here is a little table about the composition of the soil. We use spodosol A and BH and altisol. You can see extremely different characteristics of spodosol A and altisol. Spodosol A is basically a sandy surface horizon, has very less P content and metal aluminium content, whereas spodosol BH has higher content of aluminium and its organic matter complexation with metal oxide, which gives a tremendous amount of P retention in the BH. Compared to altisol, it has very higher P content because it's not sandy just like spodosol and comparatively higher aluminium content. Now, we have calculated the soil phosphorus storage capacities for the soils, and as you can see, the negative SPSC values were obtained for spodosol and altisol A, way higher negative SPSC values in altisols, but the spodosol B still has positive SPSC. The total phosphorus content and Malic 3P content of 6 different P sources we used shows that total phosphorus content of TSP, struvite, and biochar is higher compared to other biosolids. But the malic CP content is higher compared to other sources. Now, if you calculate percentage of malic 3 of TP, you can see almost 90 to 100%, almost all of the malic CP is available to the plant from TSP, whatever is the total amount of P. Compared to all other treatment, where you can see from 9 to 30% P is only available for other P sources, which implies that inorganic P sources is readily available and lost to the water bodies. But from other P sources, it could act as a slow release of P fertilizer. Okay, this is a little bigger graph, but I promise, just bear with me, I will explain it properly. In the y-axis, I have water extractable P, versus in the x-axis, I have 6 different treatment. Different color bar is the different section of the soil, as I mentioned, the 4 color, like brown color is 0.75 centimeter depth of the soil, and so on and so forth. And the different letter here, it shows the significant differences among the treatment at each depth. It's the differences between the treatment. Now, go back to the result. Which is expected that for all the treatment, water soluble P was higher than the control treatment. And if you took a particular treatment, for the surface layer, I have always higher amount of water soluble P compared to the rest of the depth, which is obvious, like if you go down to the soil, your water soluble P will be always lesser. Now, among the treatment, triple superphosphate has higher water soluble P compared to any other organic P sources. If we consider the organic P sources, TSP has higher water soluble P compared to any other biosolids or biochar. Now, if you consider the biosolids 3 only, biosolid B is performing better compared to other biosolids. However, the biochar produced from biosolid B is giving higher P release into the soil. That might be due to the temperature processing during the process, or some chemistry is happening to the soil which is releasing more P in the soil. And this is for sporosol. And one more point I would like to draw your attention. If you compare the control versus class B biosolid, you see there is no significant difference D versus D here. So if you forget everything about and talk about the better option, you might choose the class B biosolids as a better option if you are really thinking about water quality improvement for your system. Exactly similar trends are obtained for altisol, which is totally different kind of soil compared to the sporosol. There is no need to explain it further. The same similar trend were obtained for all the treatment and depth-wise. Although the two soils have different characteristics. Here I have calculated the soil phosphorus storage capacity at the end of the experiment for the soils and plotted on the y-axis versus different treatment. If you remember, the brown bar, these are surface horizon, the green bar are the BH horizon. If you remember, the surface horizon has negative SPSC, so no matter what kind of treatment you are adding, it will actually lose P from that particular soil. That's why my SPSC is increasing negatively. And if I consider the BH horizon, then it has, for the biosolid, it has little capacity, that's why it increasing little more P to the soil, but it's not too much. That means TSP and strobite is little worse in increasing the negative SPSC values of the soil compared to the other biosolid. This is for the sporosol, and a different scenario are obtained for altisol, but the similar trend are obtained. If you remember the altisol, it's actually all impacted. That means the negative SPSC value was higher in altisol compared to the sporosol. So no matter what kind of treatment you are using, it's going to lose from your system. So it's basically losing. So that's the main kind of take-home message from here. However, if you have to choose something, so you should choose the biosolid organic P sources compared to the TSP because it seems less contributing toward the negativity of the SPSCs. In summary, biosolids and other recoverable P like biosolid, biochar, or strobite can be substituted for inorganic P fertilizers. And biosolids, strobite, or biochar is expected to behave as a slowly available P sources, which imply the reduction of P leaching from any agricultural system to the nearby water bodies. It can enhance proper water resource management in Florida system or any other system in the world. It ensures the long-term P availability in the soil at a slower rate given slow release properties. With that, I'd like to acknowledge my funding sources, which is Florida Cattlemen Association, Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, my lab OPA Susanna Wright and Grant Galloway, and my wife Deb Chanishi. Thanks. And I'd like to take any questions. I'm not sure, but I think it's chemical treatment, chemical process they used.